Today on More to Life, marriage maintenance. We'll help you discover grace-filled ways to celebrate a happier, healthier, holier marriage. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, marriage maintenance. Are you ready for a relationship upgrade? We're going to help you discover grace-filled ways to celebrate a happier, healthier, holier married life. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
You know, I think that right now in the world, the world itself comes against having a happy, healthy, holy marriage so hardcore, just in terms of the lack of time we have as couples.
That's true.
You know, everybody is doing a zillion things, you know, taking care of the kids, getting people places, doing the jobs, doing the home maintenance. And too often we think taking care of my marriage just has to be relegated to that date night once a week, which ends up being about every 8 months or so because life gets in the way.
Right.
And then we expect that date night, whether it's once a week or every year, to fix everything, and it doesn't. And then, in fact, sometimes it makes it worse because we've waited so long to take care of things, and people are saying, marriage, mate, give me a break. How do I fit our marriage in? Maybe when the kids move out, maybe when I retire. And then we talk to an awful lot of folks who hit that time of their life, and they're saying, now what do I do about this marriage? But we can help you today to have a better, happier, healthier, holy marriage in little things that you can do every day to start changing that dynamic that the world throws at us.
Well, yeah, I mean, and this is something that we had to really look closely at, you know, because of the way we parented, you know, how much time we would spend with our kids and give to the family life. You know, it was hard to get date nights, and we didn't have anybody to watch them.
Yeah, I was going to say, not only did we have a certain way of parenting, but we had zero
support
at all.
It's true. Yeah.
At all. Like, I had no family in the area at all. We had situations with your family that they couldn't do that for us. There was nobody around us that we knew or really trusted. So we carried the whole family weight as the kids were little and would have needed sitters, and we did not have those.
No, and it would have been easy, you know, and it would have been unfortunate, but easy to just sort of kick the marriage down the road and just sort of say, well, I guess we'll have to deal with that. But it really challenged us, I think, to look for little ways every day to connect and find little ways that we could use just the stuff of daily marriage and family life to draw closer to each other and carve out a little bit of time to do things like working and playing and talking and praying together every day. So, you know, we want to talk about those little ways to say I do every day. Not just, you know, saving it all for date nights, but really how do you stay connected as a couple and deepen your relationship, even in the face of all the busyness and stuff that goes on.
Now, if that's what it's going to take, because you'd just like to tune some stuff up, we are here for that. But if you're dealing with bigger problems in your marriage, if there is something really getting in your way and has become a stumbling block between you and your spouse, we're here for that as well. Or for that matter, if you know people that you care about and you're saying, oh, you know, they need some help with their married life, we're here to help you help them as well.
877-573-7825. Call up and tell us, what questions do you have about making your marriage even better? Would you like to communicate better? Feel closer? resolve a particular argument, or maybe manage conflict better in general. Maybe you'd like to discover how to start praying together as a couple, or take your couple prayer time to a deeper level. Maybe there's a need to resolve a deeper problem in the relationship that you're not quite sure how to get your head around. Or for that matter, maybe you're concerned about the marriage of someone you care about, your adult kids, a family member, a friend. Whatever the situation is, let us help at 877-573-7825 as we talk about marriage maintenance today. We're talking about marriage today on More to Life.
Little Princess Bride reference.
And again, the number is 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, you know, what is that, and how could it possibly help me have a better marriage? You know, the theology of the body is a lot about marriage, because St. John Paul was writing about how we could discover God's plan for having a more abundant life and healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully contemplating God's design of creation.
The theology of the body reminds us that marriage is a ministry. Most people acknowledge that having a strong, loving marriage is a good thing, at least on a human level, but we tend to discount the spiritual benefits that come from working on our relationship. In fact, many people think that working on our marriage is somehow selfish because it supposedly only benefits us. We often act like working on our marriage doesn't build the kingdom of God in the same way that being involved in charity work or doing pro-life work or volunteering at the parish or even singing in the church choir does. And nothing could be farther from the truth. The theology of the body reminds us that building the kingdom of God is really about healing the damage that sin does to our relationships. The sacrament of marriage is about healing the intimate bonds that hold the world together. Without strong marriages, we can't have strong families. And if we don't have strong families, we can't have a healthy society or a godly church.
You know, so if you're married, working on your marriage is really the most important ministry you can do. Cooperating with God's grace to make our marriages strong, healthy witnesses to the power and passion of the Catholic vision of love is one of the primary ways lay people grow in holiness and evangelize the world. You know, we were making this point, actually, when we were doing our presentation this past weekend to the bishops on the Marriage and Family Life Committee, who were meeting in Baltimore at the USCCB Fall Conference, that, you know, how do you evangelize a world where truth doesn't matter and words don't count? Because that's the world we live in. Well, you evangelize that world by showing people the difference that our faith makes in our relationships. And that's why marriage is such an important ministry. Because when people look at Catholic marriages, we want to show them that God cares deeply about how intimate and passionate and loving and respectful and prayerful our marriages can be, because everything else in God's plan really depends on it. If loving couples aren't cooperating with God's grace every day to make their marriages stronger, it just lets Satan get into the cracks and blow everything apart. You know, not just that one couple's relationship, but their family, and really, ultimately, all of society. And that's why the Church teaches that working on our marriage is a ministry that allows couples to bear witness to the love that Christ, the bridegroom, has for his bride, the Church. And by working to create stronger, more loving, intimate, and prayerful marriages, we're working to save the world and build the kingdom of God. So let's do that today on More to Life, on our show titled Marriage Maintenance. Are you ready for a relationship upgrade? We want to help you discover grace-filled ways to celebrate a happier, healthier, holier married life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825 if you've got questions about making your marriage better or healing some wounds in your relationship, or for that matter, if you're concerned about the marriage of someone you care about, whether that's your adult kid or a family member or a friend. We want to be here for marriage today in all of its forms. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. Then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we thank you for the gift of marriage and the gift of our spouse. And we ask you to help us find ways to build your kingdom by working on our relationships, to being effective witnesses of love. Help us to bring our relationships to you every day, to ask you to teach us to be the couples that you want us to be. Help us to learn to really listen to each other and take care of each other and find ways to connect, even in all the busyness. We give you all of our relationships and we ask you to bless them so that they can call the world to you through our witness of love and the difference that our Catholic faith makes in the way we relate to each other as husbands and wives. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great.
Pray for us.
Today on More to Life, marriage maintenance. You know, what questions do you have about making your marriage even better? You know, would you like to communicate better, feel closer, resolve a particular argument, or just manage conflict better in general? Maybe you'd like to discover how to start praying together as a couple or take your prayer time even deeper. Maybe there's a deeper issue or some wounds that need to be healed. Or, for that matter, maybe you're concerned about the marriage of someone you care about, whether that's your adult kids, a family member, or a friend. We want to help make marriage better today on More to Life, 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Keisha, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio.
Keisha, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been in a relationship with my husband, and I guess to put this out there, we're not Catholic, but I have found the radio and station, mm-hmm. and I enjoy listening to you guys. You have a lot of beautiful points and conversations. The problem I'm having, that we're having, is, I guess, is communication. Our communication has gotten a lot better, but there have been a lot of wounds between me and my husband that are healing, but it feels like they're not healed the way they should be healed. And to tell you that, I had lost my religion. I had lost God, Jesus, in the last few years because my parents had passed away and I had gotten hurt, and just having a hard time with a lot of things, but God has been able to bring us through it. But I would like to further educate myself on how we can communicate better and heal better. Can you help me with that?
So can you give me an example of what gets in the way of your communication? Like, what you know, what, can you give, offer some specific examples of how?
Pride is a huge contributor to why, I'll close down and just be quiet and not say anything because I don't know how to say it in the right way. And I get confused quite a bit on how I can talk about something that is bothering me without lashing out. Is that a good example?
It's interesting, Keisha, that you're defining that as pride. If I was behaving that way, I wouldn't feel that it was coming from pride. I'd feel like it was coming from fear of being hurt. So does that resonate with you, or why are you feeling that it's pride in the situation?
Well, I can honestly accept with what you're saying. That's actually a really good example, and I never thought of it that way, because I don't want to be hurt, because there has been hurt a lot. And But I guess with pride with me is like where I don't speak on things that do hurt me, because I feel prideful to try to keep some sort of integrity.
Sure. But often what we feel should be our integrity is the message that's saying, don't you dare get close enough to hurt me. I can't be vulnerable enough to share with you. And that doesn't necessarily come from your relationship with your husband. You're saying, you lost both your parents and you got hurt in a lot of ways. And really, fear is something that undermines so much of what we do in life that's destructive to us. And being too afraid to share sounds like it's being destructive to your marriage in many ways.
So I'm going to offer some thoughts about some ways that you can begin to share in a way that maybe feels a little safer with each other. If you find that those suggestions are even too difficult to take on, then I'll offer some suggestions for resources to maybe work on that. But let's start there. So, I find that it's good to try to address these marriage questions, you know, in smaller bites, right? As opposed to what we tend to do, because none of us have any time, right? We tend to just save it all up, and then when we can't take it anymore, then we just blow up. And that never works all that well. So, you know, creating a little bit of time every day. And, you know, you said that you're not Catholic. I don't know where you're at in your spiritual life. You said you sort of lost your faith, but now it's kind of coming back and that God's brought you through some things. So I don't know if you're open to praying together. But I would you know, if you are, I would suggest starting there. If you're not, that's okay. We can, you know, you can still do what I'm going to suggest here next. But, you know, if you're open to praying together, I would suggest just saying to God every day, you know, Lord, help us to be the couple that you want us to be. You know, so for example, one of the things that Lisa and I do, when we wake up first thing in the morning and we just roll toward each other, and immediately, you know, after our eyes open up, it's like, okay, Lord, you know, we're giving you the day, and help me to be the husband that Lisa needs me to be, and the husband and father that you want me to be. And I'll kind of bring up specific things that, you know, maybe we're working through or have to deal with in the day, and ask, you know, God to help me take care of her and help her to feel loved and cherished and cared for and respected, you know, in everything that I'm doing. And she'll offer a similar prayer as well. And so that we just kind of give the relationship to God every day and ask him for that help. So I would suggest doing something like that as a way of starting. If you're not comfortable with that, that's okay. You know, but you know, I would at least maybe start by having at some point a conversation every day about, you know, what's one little thing that we could do to try to take care of each other. You know, that's a positive way to begin to address problems in the relationship. You know, instead of leading with, hey, I'm upset about this. You can start with, hey, I'd really like this from you today, or it really would mean a lot to me if we could talk about this, or if you could do that for me, or, you know, you're getting comfortable being a little vulnerable about your needs, and sharing those little things that you could do for each other to make your day a little easier and more pleasant, which then builds up some trust, especially if you guys follow through with that, right? If you ask your husband to do, you know, something for you,
something small, you know, not a test, but something, oh, I could really use, you know, this to happen today, or a hug at this time, or text me and just let me know how you're doing. Something small that could be followed through
on. And then ideally, if he does it, then, you know, or you do it for him, and you're taking better care of each other, you're seeing, hey, you know, we're making a little effort. You know, things aren't perfect, but we're both trying hard here to be there for each other in little ways. And that means a lot. And then it starts building up some emotional capital to allow you to have the courage to address some of those deeper things without feeling afraid of not being heard or being taken advantage of.
And there are little things that you can do even when you're really busy with the kids and your schedules and all the things that you mentioned to our call screener that, you know, cause hurdles to jump over.
And if you're not sure what to ask, think about things in the past that he's done, you know, for you or you've done for him that have kind of given you that sort of, ah, that was really nice kind of feeling, right? You know, not try to stay away from just sort of things like, well, I'd love you to pick up the socks, you know, but stuff that whenever he does, or unless, you know, he does that, and you'd be like, oh, that was really nice, he picked up the socks, you know what I mean? It's like, but it's whatever the emotional kind of reaction is that's kind of that positive sort of, ah.
But also don't share it in that complaining way. Just, you know, offer the things that would make you feel good.
So, but start there, because you might think that, well, that sounds kind of, you know, simple and silly, but it's important because it enables you to really build up that trust and to see that you're taking care of each other. You're listening to each other. You're making the effort to show up in those little ways for each other, which gives you the hope that you can address some of those bigger things, too.
Now, Keisha, I'm going to add one more thing here. And we talk about marriage a lot. And if you have more questions, feel, you know, free to call back in anytime. You know, we've got a time limit here. But I just hear the fear and the pain of whatever these past hurts are that you're mentioning in you. And one of the things that I think is happening is that you're truly afraid to even name them, because when we have wounds in our lives, it's really scary to look at them and look back at them. And if you feel like that's true for you, I really do encourage you to get good counseling just to help you heal the wounds. We can't let past things or other people or other experiences keep us tied up in fear and pain. It really helps to have somebody who knows what they're doing, who can walk with us to heal those situations.
So we have to head out to break, but if you know, and I know that you mentioned you're not Catholic, and we do certainly come at things from a Catholic perspective, but if you're interested in that, you could reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, or if there's somebody that you're comfortable with working locally, then that's great too. But if you find that these suggestions are even too difficult to move forward, then that would be an indication that you need a little bit extra
help. Or if you just want to heal those things, you're worth it, Keisha, and God wants to help heal it all.
Thank you for the call, Keisha. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show. And keep tuning in. We're glad to have you as part of the audience. And we are taking a break right now. And when we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about marriage maintenance today on More to Life. Give us a holler at 877-573-7825 and tell us, are you ready for a relationship upgrade? Well, let us help you discover grace-filled ways to celebrate a happier, healthier, holier married life. 877-573-7825.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
I've seen the difference in my son since he's been at Ave Maria. He's happy, he's excited about what he's going to do with his degree, and he's living his faith.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, marriage maintenance, as we talk about taking your relationship to the next level. What questions do you have about making marriage even better? I almost said making marriage great again. But would you like to communicate better? Feel closer. You're just going to let that slide. If we resolve a particular argument or just handle conflict better in general. Would you like to discover how to start praying together as a couple or take your couple prayer time even deeper? Maybe you'd like to experience greater intimacy in your relationship. Or maybe there really are some deeper wounds that need to be addressed and you're not sure where to start. Whatever the situation is, we are here to help, including if you're concerned about someone else's marriage that you care about, like, you know, your kids, your adult kids, your a family member or a friend, and you're not sure how to support them as they're going through difficult times in their relationship. We are here to help make marriage better and stronger, healthier, happier, and holier. 877-573-7825. It's a shorter segment, so I just wanted to let you know about a great resource that's coming up here next Tuesday evening. Lisa and I are hosting a free webinar to help get you ready for the Advent season. It's called A More Peaceful Family by Christmas. And we're going to be talking about little ways that you could take advantage of the grace of the Advent season to encounter Christ more meaningfully in your home and experience the faith as the source of the warmth in your home. You know, of course, there are all those wonderful Advent traditions like the Advent wreath and similar things, and those are beautiful. We'll talk a little bit about that. But even more importantly is, how do we make space in our hearts and our homes for Christ? How do we make a little bit more room in our relationships and the way we attend to each other and take care of each other in our homes to let Christ's love blossom in our hearts and homes in this coming Advent season? We're going to talk about some simple things that every family can do to make sure that you don't just get caught up in the busyness of the season, but actually catch the spirit of the Advent and Christmas season. So learn more in our upcoming webinar next Tuesday evening, November 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern, called A More Peaceful Family by Christmas. All you got to do is register, and the website for that is CatholicCounselors.com/peacefulbyChristmas, all one word, CatholicCounselors.com/peacefulbyChristmas. It's sponsored by the Franciscan University Catechetical Institute, and we'd love to have you be part of that experience. While we're at it, I'm going to let you know about Catholic Home as well. Catholic Home is a place that, well, it's an app, actually, that we use every day to support families just like you in building a more loving, caring, and connected Catholic family life. Lisa and I are on there every day answering questions from subscribers, as well as our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches. Plus, there are lots of creative resources, downloadable activities, podcasts. We have a monthly live Q&A. Actually, we're doing that next Monday evening. Mm-hmm. So if you become part of the Catholic Home community, you can see us two nights next week, Monday and Tuesday. But yeah, join Catholic HOM, download the app, and subscribe today so you can get the daily support you need to build a more loving, caring, connected Catholic household on mission.
So we are mounting up to help you with the craziness of your life, the everyday stuff that just drains you and makes you feel disconnected from the people in your family, and maybe sometimes even from God himself, and to show you how to do that every day, but especially through the busyness of the Advent season. So all of that beauty of life and of the Advent season sticks for you and your family, so, and makes your life better.
So check out the Catholic HOM app and learn more about the More Peaceful Family by Christmas webinar that's absolutely free next Tuesday evening by visiting CatholicCounselors.com/peacefulbyChristmas. We're taking your calls about marriage right now at 877-573-7825. If you're ready for a relationship upgrade, we're here to help you discover grace-filled ways to celebrate a happier, healthier, holier married life.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
I really love St. Augustine because I think he is a good example for all of us that no matter how stubborn, no matter how intelligent we may be, you know, thinking we're so smart and we don't have to worry about what God says. But a lot of people see themselves as gods, making their own decisions and thinking they're fine and thinking that they can pick and choose through Catholicism and Christianity in general. St. Augustine is a reminder to us that anyone, even one with a hardened heart, can have a huge change, whether it's late in life, whatever. God is always trying to give good things to us. Ah, but our hands are too full to receive them. Think about that. We fill our hands with the things that we think matter. St. Augustine, pray for us.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
Church teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. In the Bread of Life discourse, documented in John chapter 6, Jesus states that he is the bread of life, and that his flesh is true food and his blood true drink. The Jews were scandalized in verse 52. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus does not back down, but reiterates this teaching four more times over the next four verses. Many left in verse 66 because this teaching was truly difficult. But at no point does Jesus water down his teaching and call them back. No, he allows them to leave, and even questions his 12 apostles if they too wish to leave. Jesus intended to be understood literally, and the Jews, apostles, and the Catholic Church absolutely take him at his word. Examining the truth of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. What does it mean for a dad to be poor in spirit? According to scripture scholars, the man who is poor in spirit is profoundly aware of his radical dependence on God. Men often struggle with this idea. Many of us have been raised to believe that it's a virtue to be self-sufficient. Boys are taught from toddlerhood that they're sissies if they ever need their moms or dads too much. This world tells us, blessed is the man who takes care of himself and minds his own affairs. But this attitude is completely contrary to the message of Jesus. In the words of Pope Francis, when the heart is rich and self-satisfied, it has no place for the Word of God.
Catholic dads, do you know what it means to be radically dependent on God's help to be a great husband and father? To learn more, check out my book, Be Dadtitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, I'm Lisa Popchak.
And I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today we're talking about marriage maintenance. Are you ready for a relationship upgrade? What questions do you have about making your marriage even better? Would you like to communicate better? Feel a little closer? Maybe you want to resolve a particular argument or manage conflict better in general. Maybe you'd like to start figuring out how to pray together as a couple, or take your couple prayer life even deeper. Or maybe there is a deeper wound in the relationship that needs to be healed, and you're not quite sure where to start. Whatever the challenge is, let us help you maintain your and improve your marriage. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Marianne, who's listening to EWTN Radio on Oklahoma Catholic Radio.
Hi, Marianne. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
All right. I was wondering, I've started this spiritual journey, with our Lord, and I'm not Catholic, but, non-denomination, I guess, but me and my husband, we're experiencing, problems within our relationship as to, I feel like I make it a very importance of following and trying to show the actions, representation of our father. But I feel like I'm not getting the same out of my husband and his actions.
And is he on a spiritual journey at all, or is this something that you're doing and he's kind of looking at you from across the room going, what's going on and I don't want any part of this? Where is he in his feelings and his journey on all this?
He wants it. We read our word together, but don't feel like the actions and representation of our father is not happening. It's like I get these little excuses of wanting to go do more work, and what he considers work is not my definition of work per se, according to our father's will. And I want to become an evangelist. I want to minister, and I feel him in my heart, but
Marianne, so let me jump in and I'll respond to your question, so this is a good example too. So you feel in your heart to be, to do a particular kind of ministry work, and he's not sure he agrees with that. So, this comes to the question of what we call couple discernment, or just discernment in general, and how couples can discern things together, right? And so number one, discernment requires us to have a regular prayer life, and so I'm going to suggest to you that since you're, sort of starting out on the spiritual journey, that you create a regular couple prayer time together, where you are doing what we were suggesting to our previous caller, first of all, giving your relationship to God every day and saying, okay, God, teach us how to be the couple that you want us to be. Help us to teach us how to serve you the way you want us to serve you. And then, if your husband can pray, Lord, help me be the husband that Marianne needs me to be, and to really help her to help me to do little things that help her feel loved and cherished and cared for, and respected. And then Marianne, you're praying the same thing, Lord, help me be the wife that my husband needs me to be, and asking God to teach you that. And then also you talk to God out loud about these desires on your heart. Lord, we really want, I really want to do more work to preach the gospel and to do more ministry. But we don't know what that looks like necessarily. I would like to do this kind of work, but he wants to do this other kind of thing, and we don't know how to put that together. But help us to figure out, all right, what you want us to do. This is really important, right? Help us to figure out what I know what I want to do. He knows what he wants to do. Help us to figure out what you want us to do, and help us to take care of each other while we figure that out. Because this isn't a competition. This isn't something where you guys should be fighting it out. You both want to serve the Lord. You disagree about how to do that kind of ministry, but it's not really up to you. It's not up to either of you to choose what you're going to do for God. It's up to you both to listen to God and talk with each other about what God's putting on your hearts and how to discern that and take care of each other while you're figuring it out.
And Marianne, this can happen the minute you guys wake up in the morning. You can roll over in bed and start this prayer together to kind of give all of this to God. And then when you're able to in your day, that's when you go to the Word together. I love the fact that the two of you are reading the Word of God together. But it's not just ever supposed to be about we read it, it's, you know, we take it in on our own and we move on with our day. You need time to talk about what that scripture is saying to you in your hearts about yourselves, but also about this intention that's on your heart to discern all of this together. And I want to tell you that no matter what denomination you are, if you are feeling the movement of the Holy Spirit in your life and you are married, the first ministry that God is giving you is to love one another and be the face of God and His love to each other first.
And your children.
If you are not loving each other and being the face of God and the merciful hands of God to each other, but you're going to think you're going to go out there and evangelize the whole world, you're going to get before the judgment seat of God, and God's going to go, well, that was very nice that you evangelized these hundreds of thousands of people, but what about the soul that I gave you as to be one flesh and one person with?
Right, you know, it's like St. Paul says, you know, if we speak with the tongues of angels, but we don't have love, we're just a noisy gong, right? So working on that love and relationship is really a primary ministry. Now, the one thing I want to challenge you specifically on, okay, and it always happens, where husbands and wives, you know, the husband will say, well, I want to do this. The wife is like, well, I want to do that. And then what you do is you judge each other. Like, well, I think the thing you want to do is stupid because for these 10 reasons, you know. Well,
or at least you have the attitude, even if you don't say it a lot.
I think the things you want to do are dumb for these 12 reasons, you know. And then you argue back and forth about whose idea is dumber until one of you gets worn down and then you just give in. That's kind of the approach that you're taking right here, because you're saying, you know, he wants to do certain things, you know, to do work for the Lord, but I don't like that. I want to do this thing. You know, it's like, well, what you want to do in couple discernment is say, you know, okay, Lord, help me to see the good things that are part of what his plan is, what my husband's plan is, and help him to see the good things and what my idea is, and help us to put those good things together so that we can come up with, you know, this plan that reflects the unique couple that you're calling us to be and the unique mission that you've given us. You see what I'm saying? Because what usually happens when couples disagree about stuff is that God has given a piece of the puzzle to both the husband and the wife. And and we have a tendency to think that piece of the puzzle is the whole picture. Oh, look, God has given me this piece of a puzzle. It's the whole thing. You know, now we must go do that. Well, no. What God's asking us to do is to look at the piece that he gave to our spouse, too, and then say, let's pray and talk about how those two pieces fit together so that we can do the thing that God is asking us to do, and fulfill the mission, the unique mission that he's given us as a couple.
And we need to remember, Marianne, and I love your zeal. I love that you're falling more in love with the Lord and that you're chasing that relationship with God. But we have to remember that when the two have become one, God is not asking us to run off and do some different ministry and leave our spouse behind, either the husband or the wife. He's asking us to put those two puzzle pieces together to see how we as a couple can grow in love of each other and of Christ and serve him together. And that's the light that's going to change the world. How you honor each other's gifts, because they're going to be very different, and how you build that life of love and service to the Lord together. Because anything else you do, somebody's going to look at what you're offering them and say, yeah, but look at the estrangement, the division in this marriage. Being with God must not be so great if that's happening. You really want to answer this call of the Holy Spirit in your lives to build that marriage of loving service to each other and to God in a way that shines his light together.
All right, Marian, if you're interested, our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, talks a lot about how to better and more clearly discern things as a couple, as well as putting Christ at the center of everything you do in your marriage. So I really encourage you to check it out. It's Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. Thanks so much for the call. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on More to Life. Listeners, we're taking your calls on our show today titled Marriage Maintenance. Are you ready for a relationship upgrade? Well, we want to help you discover grace-filled ways to celebrate a happier, healthier, holier married life. What questions do you have about making communication more effective, feeling closer, resolving a particular argument, or just handling conflict better in general? Maybe there are some deeper hurts that need to be attended to and you're not sure where to even start. Or perhaps you're concerned about the marriage of someone you care about. You know, your adult kid or a friend or family member, and you're not sure how to support them. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4.
Let marriage be held in honor among all.
And this is St. Paul really underscoring, you know, everything we're talking about here today, that marriage is a ministry that needs to be attended to. We just can't have a marriage like we have a car or have a house. We have to care for that relationship and nurture it. And that's a big part of how we build the kingdom of God.
And we should all, as witnesses to someone's wedding or marriage in their later times, honor their marriage and help them try to be the best they can be. But the most important thing, the all of this, is to honor your marriage to each other and to do those things that make your spouse's life a little easier and more pleasant, or to buckle down and do the hard work if there's something going on that needs to be addressed. That's how we honor marriage, as the scripture tells us here. It's hard sometimes, and if you need help with it, we are here for you today on More to Life. You can give us a call at 877-573-7825.
With that, we are taking a break. When we come back, more with your calls about marriage maintenance and taking your relationship to the next level. 877-573-7825. Back with you in a minute.
The most amazing saints from modern times, John Paul II, Maximilian Kolbe, and Maria Faustina with the Divine Mercy. This is Steve Ray. We invite you to join us on a pilgrimage to Poland and experience this incredible Catholic country, the land of saints, Catholic culture, gorgeous churches and shrines, and delicious food. Join us next April as we again visit Poland, one of our favorite pilgrimage destinations.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
The devil will always do his best to tempt you into sin until you get to that place where you love sin. That's what he wants. He wants you down there with him. And not because he loves you, he hates you. When you do what the enemy tempts you to do, he does it out of pure hatred.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, marriage maintenance. Are you ready for a relationship upgrade? Let us help you discover grace-filled ways to celebrate a happier, healthier, holier married life. 877-573-7825. By the way, earlier I was talking about our upcoming webinar, free webinar, A More Peaceful Family by Christmas, so an opportunity to learn more about how to use the Advent season to grow closer as a family, and you can learn more about that at catholiccounselors.com/peacefulbychristmas. But that reminded me of some great things that EWTN is offering to get you ready for the Christmas season. The Holy Family with Grandparents Ornament. You can adorn your Christmas tree this year with special religious ornaments. Laser-cut wood ornaments feature a variety of scenes, including when Joachim and Anne met their grandson, Jesus, a vintage nativity scene of the Holy Family, Madonna and Child, Adoration of the Magi, and many, many, many more scenes created by using unique printing technology that produces a smooth, glossy finish with a no-paper, no-peel exterior. Each ornament comes with a pre-tied cord for hanging. So visit EWTNReligiousCatalog.com. Excuse me, that's EWTNRC.com.
Very important, the RC. EWTNRC.com. And I have to say that I love this, you know, the grandparents of Jesus meeting Jesus. I love this. What a great ornament to give if you're announcing that you're having a baby to your parents.
Oh, fun.
You know, that would just be so lovely. Or if you have a first baby in the family, instead of getting the, you know, baby's first Christmas ornament, because young couples get a lot of those, this would be a lovely one to do as well. So many beautiful things. Check them all out.
All right, with that, we are taking your calls about making marriage even better on our show titled Marriage Maintenance, 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Christina, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Christina. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, yes. I've been married 42 years, and I came from a family where the mom was just, she had a horrible upbringing, so she was just much of a narcissist and very physically and emotionally abusive. So the first 20 years of our marriage, or 25 or more, I mean, I was just a mess. All kinds of things were triggered in me, and I had no idea what was happening. But over time, I started praying. I started doing more self-reflection. I started trying to get therapy. And it's really accelerated a lot in the past 8 years. And I feel like I've made a lot of progress. But my husband, he's an avoidant person, and he avoids any conflict, and he thinks, you know, he's fine. He's happy with his life. He never has to make any changes. And he is a wonderful person. But it's just really frustrating when I feel like I just want to keep growing, but he doesn't seem to want to respond to that. He doesn't want.
So, Christine, let me just so I can get a kind of sense of what sort of leverage we have here. Does he have a faith life at all? Is he a prayerful man?
No. I mean, he goes to Mass every Sunday and he sings in the choir, but no.
Would he be open to praying with you?
Yes, if I ask him to, he'll pray with me.
Okay, all right. So that's a good place to start. So now, when you're dealing with somebody who's a little more conflict avoidant, you know, they tend to freeze up like a deer in the headlights when you come at them and talk about problems, right? When you say, "Well, I there's things I want to fix, or there's a problem I want to address," and you know, we might need to deal with that anyway. But there's a way to kind of try to work around that a little bit, at least. Kind of getting him to think more in a growth mindset toward the relationship, and since you ask him, he's willing to pray with you. Let's start there. What I'd like to do, excuse me, what I'd like you to do is to start asking him to pray with you every day, And the specific, and in fact, you know, we talk about this more in Praying for and with Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love. It's a book that we did that really talks about how to put Christ at the center of your relationship. But you just start by simple, you know, a simple prayer of, hey, Lord, you know, we give you our relationship and help us to be the couple you want us to be. You know, help me be the wife that my husband needs me to be, and help me to show him how much I love him and you know, care about him. Help me find little ways to make his day easier and more pleasant. You know, give your husband the opportunity to make that similar prayer. Lord, help me be the husband that my wife needs me to be, and find ways to take care of Christina and show her how much I love her, and you know, and be the husband that you want me to be. The point is, we want to get him out of the mindset that this is that it's enough to just be who I want to be. Right? Because all of us, you know, kind of want to do that. All of us sort of say, well, we want to live inside our comfort zone. But when we start praying about it and just that way, you know, help me be the husband that you want me to be, Lord, the husband that Christina needs me to be, help me be the wife that my husband needs me to be. You know, when you're praying more that way, you're starting to gently challenge your comfort zone and think, well, what are some little ways that I could be a little better? What are some ways we could be a little closer? It's a more positive, solution-focused, spiritual way to get into a kind of a growth mindset of the marriage, as opposed to what usually happens, which is, you know, the wife will come to the husband and say, well, we need to work on this. And the husband's like, oh, gosh, another thing to work on, you know. And that's just a more negative approach to it, and he's more likely to shut down with that approach. But even a more avoidant person is going to be more open to those little things you can do to start building more intimacy and closeness if you can take this more positive-based approach. Now, that won't necessarily solve all the problems, but it can start creating enough small changes that you guys can start saying, hey, you know what, it feels good to grow together, and it feels good to make these changes. Maybe
it feels
we should,
safe.
Yeah, maybe we could risk some bigger conversations or bigger challenges that we need to address.
And I think that none of us like conflict, but Christina, I'm so impressed with you that you've done so much work, because you've dealt with a lot of healing and conflict resolution with the conflicts that are inside of you with how you were raised, because that's tough work when you're raised by a narcissistic person. So God bless you for all of that. But remember, you're saying you've been doing this for 8 years. So if you take this more gentle, stepwise approach, these little things that you can do in prayer are also, you know, what we were talking with Keisha about earlier, the idea of saying every day to each other, how can I make your day a little easier or more pleasant today? That's not confrontational. But when you really share those things that would make your heart and your life better with each other, you're taking those steps. You're moving gently out of your comfort zone. You are, and so is he. And then you're able to start trusting each other with, okay, we did that little thing yesterday. We did this little thing the other day. We're beginning to see that we're working for each other's good. And then the conflict, it doesn't become the center of the marriage. The love and the nurturing of one another, the caring for one another, the stretching a little bit at a time becomes that center and allows you to start changing both of your hearts and both of your comfort zones and your marriage.
Start there. If you find that that's you know, he's not even open to that, then we, you know, I would suggest that it's time to then seek a little bit of professional help. If he's not willing to go to counseling, then you could start, because there's actually a lot that we can do working with just the single spouse to start making changes in the relationship, both in terms of the way of building rapport and sometimes the boundaries that you need to set to help your spouse want to come to the table. And so we do a lot of that kind of work through CatholicCounselors.com. So if you're looking for some faithful ways to respond to these challenges, you can always reach out to us there. Our book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture
Lasting Love.
Yeah, I just write them. I don't remember what they are. How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. It looks at 8 research-based habits that healthy couples practice that any couple can learn. There's a quiz in there that kind of helps you identify what your strengths are and what your areas for growth might be, and then takes you step-by-step through how to build those skills. So check that out, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or where books are sold, or you can learn more about the pastoral counseling services that we offer through our pastoral telecounseling practice at CatholicCounselors.com. Christina, thank you so much for the call, and we have added you and your husband to our More to Life prayer list.
And God bless all the work you've done on healing. You're such a light and a witness to the people who have heard you today who might be in the same situation but were afraid to try to heal it. And thank you for calling in.
So as we're coming into the last few minutes of the program here, moments of the program, rather, I want to just end where we began, which is with the reminder that marriage is a ministry. And working on our marriage is a ministry because, you know, the theology of the body reminds us that the most important way that we can build the kingdom of God is by working to heal the damage that sin does to all of our relationships, especially our most intimate relationships in our marriage and family life. The more we can do that, the more we bear witness to the power of God's love and grace and the difference that love and grace can make in a person's life. And that's how we call the world to Christ, through those strong marriages and stronger family lives. So give yourself the time and the energy that you need to make your marriage and your family life everything that God wants it to be by praying every day and asking Him to help you be the couple, the family that He's calling you to be. And get out there and celebrate the life that God has for you, because with His grace, there is so much more to life. And if you'd like to learn more about faithful ways to respond to the challenges you're facing in your marriage, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor. God bless. Have a great day.
Listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchek. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.